This program contains mature content and may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Whispers. Careless Whispers, the hour is 6:30. This is your host, Kendani Campbell-Moss, and we are here on Guardian Radio, 96.9, fresh news, smart talk, all day. Now, this is the moment that we have all been waiting for. The children are out of the vehicle. Moms, we are driving home. We are trying to unwind. But this afternoon, we are going to have a talk about sexual wellness and intimacy after 40. Let us first define what intimacy actually is. When we think about intimacy, do we think about just a familiar space? Are we thinking about what is unsaid, what is unwritten? Are we thinking about our loved one? Are we getting that soft, ooey-gooey feeling in that oh-so-familiar place? What is intimacy? Let us talk about sexual wellness and intimacy. Intimacy is defined as a close familiarity or friendship, the intimacy between a husband and a wife, a cozy and private, relaxed atmosphere, a room, a peaceful sense of intimacy about it, sexual interaction, sexual relations. This is what is defined as intimacy. Now, I want to ask some questions here. Oh, my, I haven't asked the question. I have not asked the question as yet. Let's get into the nitty-gritty of what we do as adults, right? So let's just throw it out there. Age does a woman stop being sexually active? Age does a woman's sexual activity become hyperactive? Can a 45-year-old woman be sexually active? Can she motivate a young man, and is she a cougar? What excites you? What is your sexual wellness language? Okay, listen, I have some questions coming in. Miss, I can't get it. I feel like I'm single, but I'm okay. I've waited long enough. What should I do? Well, I don't know. I mean, there are toys. There are many mechanisms that one can use to enhance the sexual prowess in the bedroom. And not all sex takes place in the bedroom, right? Because we have sex in various places. Everybody wasn't created equal. All things are not created equal. And two things can be right at the exact same time. This is another question. What is sexual intimacy? Here in the Bahamas, we have no idea what sexual intimacy is because we jump into bed before we know the person's middle name. Yeah, we actually do. We rightfully so. Texter, you're absolutely correct. The telephone lines are 323-6232 or 325-4316, 325-4259. You can dial us in and we can answer any and all of your questions. Of course, we can definitely, this texter says, of course, miss, we can definitely perform with any age. Ma'am, are you saying that you can perform with any age that you're at, or can you perform with any age of your sexual partner? Okay. I have some more texters. This woman is a physician. She says, I'm an OBGYN, and I must say to you, Campbell Moss, it's good to have you. Thank you. I'm happy to be here. It's good to have you on the airwaves, but we must be mindful that we can have sex at any age. A hole can always withstand a pole. Okay, this doctor is getting it all the way in. All right. Girlfriend, these topics are hot. Yes, indeed. The topics are very hot. This texter texts back and she said, of my partner. So texter, are you saying to me that you can perform at any age of your partner? So if you're a woman of a particular age, are you using any moistening? Are you easily lubricated? Are you in it to win it, for a lack of a better phrase? Are you able to perform and withstand what you need to? But you're running away from the intimacy. Does your partner know your love language? Does he know your sexual language? What is your sexual language? Okay. Let me answer this. Let me get this. My sexual language is, as soon as you see me coming out of the shower. Okay. That is my sex. Okay, thank you very much. Thank you very much. Intimacy, into me you see. Yes, ma'am. Okay. A hole can always withstand. I don't know where that lady got that from. I'm assuming that was a female OBGYN. There's some other text here. I'm not sure if my younger partner can withstand what it is that I bring to the table. So in some instances, I just give him a little so that he can keep wanting a lot. Okay. All right. Y'all were waiting for me to have this conversation, eh? Okay. Let's see what else is here. Not all sex is good sex, but at this particular age that I am at, I get the sex that I need. This other texter says, foreplay is very important to me. So tell me something, texter. You can call in as well, 323-6232 or 325-4316. Again, the numbers are 323-6232. And you're here with Kendany Campbell-Moss on Kenny's Corner. We're going to have that intimate discussion. I think we have a caller on the line, Christopher. Oh, boy, I'm afraid already. Good afternoon, caller.
More.
Yes.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Because I'm waiting for somebody else to call, but nobody seems to be calling in. Everybody wants to text.
Everybody,
hear me.
I think the sexual conversation scares a few people, but we are such a sexual nation. I don't understand. I mean, our people are having children by the dozens, so we're clearly having sex.
Exactly. And, you know, not just that, a lot of us may not be laying down to have sex.
Absolutely.
We are visually doing it too.
Absolutely. I mean, not all sex is missionary, right? Not all sex takes place in the bedroom. Sometimes, you know, the kids are up, you want to just get it when you can. Sometimes
you have
to
make a little.
Just a little touch, right?
Yeah.
Sometimes you need a little touch. Now, I'm assuming that you are a full-fledged woman in your sexual peak. Are you prepared to have sex and be intimate? What is your intimacy language? What is your love language for your sexual wellness?
I love some cuddling before.
You like a little bit of cuddling?
Yeah. You know, it sets the mood.
So is it some nice cologne on your gentleman, a nice shower, freshly shaven? Because, you know, when my fella just come from the barber shop, I love that. I don't even want him to go back outside.
Well, for me, is, you know, like you say, the freshly showered. I don't too much cologne, but, you know, like some nice lotion down and, you know, it sets the mood.
Now, are you lotioning down your fella? I mean, how do you, aside from the cuddling, how do you set the mood? What are his signals to say to you, babes, I am ready for this. Like, I've been waiting on you all day long. I've had a hard day. I've been out on the road. I've had a tumultuous afternoon. It's evening. The kids are in bed. They've done their homework. Or maybe your kids are already grown. What is the language that says to you, without words, that your partner is ready?
A wink of the eye, and then I look, and I just one eye wink, and then I look in the direction, and then I get a wave from somebody else that's standing and waving.
Okay, so
you ask.
I asked for that. I absolutely asked for that. I absolutely, absolutely. You took me by surprise. I understand fully the pun on words right there. I understand. So when you talk about your love language, right, and you're in the mood, does it set the mood to make everything else right for the next day or the days after? Like after you've already had the act of sexual romance or relations, how do you feel afterwards? What happens at the end of it?
You know, I prefer morning. It actually sets the day.
Okay.
It relaxes you for the day. And I think I read somewhere too that morning sex is better, especially for females.
It is. The endorphins that are released help you to be more relaxed on the job.
You throughout the day. You don't feel as stressed. And it's like when stress comes your way, it's easier to overcome.
Yes.
Because your mood was set from early morning.
The mood has just set the mood right, like Johnny Gill says. I absolutely understand what you're saying. It's the morning time. This texter says she needs a spank on the butt. I understand. Sometimes you need to get that the blood rushing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right.
All right.
I am so happy that you have called. Will I hear from you next week, Tuesday?
You'll hear from me every Tuesday.
Absolutely.
I've been waiting for this. This is the lady you met in the store the other day.
I know who it is.
Okay.
I know who it is. I do. I appreciate you calling in. Thank you so very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Chris, we have another caller on the line. Caller, good evening. Hello? Did my caller drop, Chris? Yeah? Okay. All right. So we're going to go to a few of these texts. Okay. This particular texter says, sexual intimacy for me is knowing that my sexual partner is aware of my needs. She sees me, she understands without any words. It's the nonverbal communication for me. I don't need to say a whole lot. I just need her to look into my eyes. I just need her to understand that I've had a hard day and I need the caress of a woman. I need my woman to hold me. A lot of times, as a man, you ask these women for certain things, but they don't hear you. They don't see you. I need my woman to hold me. That's before, during, and after. Chris, I have a caller on the line. Good afternoon. Good evening, caller. How are you?
Good evening. Who's excited?
Good evening. How are you?
I am amazing. Now, first things first.
Yes.
40 and over.
Yes.
You are at your sexual peak. I've never had the energy, the enthusiasm, the excitement, the longing for sex until I was in my 40s.
Ma'am.
It's a connection. It's a train effect because things have to line up. First of all, things have to be in order. No woman wants to be sexually liberated with a lot of financial stress and the home dirty and all these other things. So I think that the partner has to be kind of connected to you to make sure that y'all are a team so that, you know, once you come home, you're not worrying about the lights being disconnected or no food in the house. You know, you want to make sure that everything is in order. And, you know, once things are in order from the top, the sex is even better. Because you don't want to have sex, have a very good sex session, and then when you finish, y'all both have gas. That don't make sense.
Okay, so Carl, I want you to talk to me now. I want you to walk me through this process. So you come home, the dishes are not in the sink, the kitchen is clean, the mood is right. You both work, of course.
Right, but we both work.
You're both working.
But we have a schedule.
You have a schedule.
Somebody comes home a little early. Somebody starts dinner. Somebody starts to, you know, do a little prep for the tomorrow. And if there's kids. You know, we work as a team. We make sure the kids are in bed at a certain time. And, you know, if you're a night person or maybe you're a 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning person, you know, but you work together.
So while you're in the kitchen and you're cutting the celery and cutting up the onion, you get a little touch, a little feel,
right.
a little brush by the fridge.
Then you send them the little fresh text to say, you know.
Hey!
You're setting the mood.
Bring that tingum.
Go cut your finger on the celery though.
Right. And then you send a little text, bring that tingum later.
Yeah.
Or you say, Miss Grip, Miss Grippy, Miss
Hurry up and fix.
Yeah.
You know?
Or fix. Like some of my friends through Old Bud Alley and some of my friends through Oscona, they like to say, hey, I need you to fix nasty. You
okay.
know, I need you to give me what I need because
together,
the gratification must come.
That's right. A lady in the streets and a...
Oh.
Okay.
Oh.
A lady in... Okay.
Oh, that is what we are doing?
That's what we're doing.
So
you better do it or you will be done.
So let me ask you something. What you will not do, someone else is willing to do. Is that right?
Exactly. And even when you're doing it, somebody else will do it. That's just the law of demand right now. You know, there's a man shortage. So you could be doing all that swimming from the chandelier, and these half are still trying to do it. But anyway, that's a topic for another show.
So you have to put your back into it as a 40-year woman. Now, you said you're a woman of a particular age, right? As a woman of a particular... Pardon?
I'm almost 50.
And you still doing the tingum?
What? It's more than ever.
Well, where are the children, ma'am?
Oh, my children are grown now. They're grown.
Okay. And so your sexual intimacy, your sexual wellness is important to you. Does it help with your mental health?
I think that once you are in tune with your body, you're comfortable with life, you have things in the right perspective, then you enjoy sex more because it's more to sex than just slam bam. You're exploring. You're still learning things even in your 40s.
Because
your partner is trying to make sure that you're straight. You're trying to make sure your partner's straight. So the goal is to connect.
And the person that you were at 20 when you received that orgasm, and the person you are at 30 when you received that orgasm, and the person you are at 40 and 50 have changed. Is that what you're saying to me?
Well, let me put it this way.
Tell me.
I think I was a little, well, I wouldn't say late bloomers in today's society. I was almost 20, and I didn't know what an orgasm was or receive an orgasm or even experience an orgasm until I was in my 20s. So I don't know what I was having sex for.
So you weren't being satisfied, ma'am?
No, I didn't know though. Ignorance. I didn't know. I said this is sex.
So now that you are in your prime, as you would say,
I know what an orgasm is. Gee, I feel like I was robbed.
Do you think that you have younger men? I mean, I'm not judging you. Younger men or women, I don't know what your sexual orientation. I don't know what you identify as, and there's no judgment here. But I want to know something from you. Are the younger men more attracted to you because they see you as this sex object, or is it the same age?
I think younger men are attracted, but I'll be honest, I'm not attracted to them simply because I just see it as inexperience. I could be wrong, but that's just my preference.
But you don't want to teach him like a baby to the breast? You don't want to teach this young man?
No. I too old to be teaching anybody anything. No,
okay,
no, no.
Okay.
You let somebody else teach you. I can't. I don't have that patience or the time. No.
Give it to somebody else.
Yeah, let somebody else do that. We have people who are born to teach. That's not my calling. So I don't want to waste time.
That is not your mission in life.
No.
You are at the point in your life where you want to be sexually satisfied. You need gratification. You need a little touch by the fridge.
Yeah,
I need
to know someone who knows what they are doing and has know what they're doing.
Miss, you sound like you's a beast on the street. You sound like you are beasting. This Kenny's Corner came right in time. You are a beast.
I look so forward to it. I don't even want to have the conversation inside. I'm sitting in the car. I want to be inside where I could be. I feel so liberated.
Can I tell you something, caller? I have three other texts that are in my phone right now. And the texters are saying, I am sitting in the vehicle. I'm not coming out of the car until the show is over.
No, so my recommendation is I think that you need to have a little forum somewhere when the show is coming next week so all of us can sit together.
Right.
And, you know, I think that would be better, where we could all be together and be free and liberated, judge-free zone, and we could fully express, because this is so liberating.
I'm going to speak to Dwight about that because, you know, I have to talk to Dwight about these things because Dwight may not want all of us rebel rousers in one room talking about sexual prowess and sexual, you know, he may not want that.
I think the men are like that. Imagine what they'll have when we get home after all of these sexual juices.
I say boom pine, apple wine. $1.50 all the time. Do we have another call? Caller, I love you for calling. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Good evening. How are you?
Hi. Good day.
Hi. How are you?
Yes. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm great. Is this radio station?
Yes, it is.
Okay. I'd like to hold and speak to Miss Kendra Campbell.
This is Kendini Campbell. Hi.
No, this is not.
This is Kendini Campbell Moss, the one and only.
I'm so sorry. Mom, I want to talk to you.
Okay.
From a standpoint of being in my 40s and being single.
Okay.
You may recognize my voice, but I'll go on.
You have to talk a little bit more because we wear headsets, and so sometimes the sound is a little bit muffled.
Got it. Okay, so here we go.
Okay.
So first, to answer you about being in your 40s and looking for intimacy in your 40s, I'm in my late 40s, very close to 50, and I feel like I'm at my sexual peak.
Really?
Now, let me explain.
Okay.
I've decided to abstain.
Huh?
I said what I said. I decided to wait.
What are you waiting on?
To you. I think that so often, especially for single women, mm-hmm. we get so caught up on just trying to find the right person, and then we introduce sex into this equation, and then what ends up happening is that everything is lost. Like, we lose everything. I think what ends up happening is that we get muffled and we get clouded, and by the time you catch yourself and you win, it's like, how the devil I get sleeping with this person? And they don't make no sense.
So what you're saying is the abstinence creates the bond without the sex. And then when you get the sex, the sex makes it even more gratifying for the relationship.
Exactly. I need you to understand me and to appreciate my love languages before we get to this other part. I need you to get to know everything that's about me, not just my anatomy, but I need you to have sex with me in my head first. I need you to understand how this brain works. And when you could understand how this brain works, you could tap into a part of me that a man who just had a one-night stand with me can never see.
Come on, Miss Over 40. Over 40. Now tell me something. I am a woman of a particular age myself. And so I am not a spring chicken, but if you see me, you know, I got to hold it together. And when you talk about intimacy and not having the sex, right? Mm-hmm. Do you think that the man and there's no judgment, right? There's no judgment. We're equal opportunity. None. When you think about your partner, do you think that your partner has to love your love handles? Because I'm not about to get a BBL at this point. Like, what you see is what you get, right?
Let me stop you right there. Let me stop you right there.
Okay.
I've been having men chase me all these years with this one body. Ain't no way I can change this body right now.
Okay.
Understand something? I'm very comfortable in my skin. And like I explained to my daughter the other day, I may not be the prettiest person and I may not have the best body in a place, but when I walk into a place, I guarantee it heads can turn.
Absolutely.
But you know why? I have a certain level of confidence and a certain energy that comes out of me that automatically attracts people to me. Now, you asked the other caller if young men are attracted to you.
Yes,
in a conversation today about a 24-year-old. And a 30-something-year-old.
I know what it is.
Let me explain.
Yes.
This energy is so serious that I have because you know what, too? I'm also getting to know me.
Yes.
I'm also getting to love every part of me, every curve, every crevice, every crease.
Yes.
I love in every part of me. And because of that, I'm attracting so much. It's crazy. But you know, when you only have eyes for one person...
I do.
That makes whatever is bubbling up on the inside so sweet.
I do. It makes it frothy almost, eh? Like the head of a bear when you tilt it slightly to get it just right. But I want you to tell our listening community, right, that withholding from sex and waiting for the right time and the right person, the intimacy, the prolonged intimacy of it all, the sexual wellness, knowing yourself, that gives you a different type of orgasmic culture. It gives you a release beyond anything that you could possibly express.
I'm not just going to have a physical release. It's going to be an emotional.
Yes.
It's going to be a mental release.
It's going
to be something that I know I probably never experienced before. And when you're in your 20s and stuff, it's really hard to navigate what it is you want and whether you're having an orgasm or not or whatever else. And as you become a seasoned person, you tend to know what it is that you want. And it's nothing like having a partner who gets you. when it's you, only having a partner who gets you. And sometimes it takes having a partner who didn't get you to understand. When you do get a partner who gets you, you learn how to appreciate that more.
And sometimes it takes having very bad non-orgasmic sex to let you know that this is the type of sex that I do not want.
I'm telling you.
And sometimes, and if we can, because I'm sure Erker has allowed us to say these types of things, it's not going to get raunchy. We're gonna keep it within a range. But it's not always the girth and the size of the peen.
Because it's, I'll tell you something.
Tell me.
A lot of them don't know what to do with it.
They don't.
How about that?
They're uncircumcised Philistines. They do not know what to do.
They are not of God. They are not of God. But I also want to tell you something that you talked about earlier with another caller. And you talked about, I think it was another caller, but anyway, you talked about the fact that, it was the gentleman that wrote in and he said, sometimes I just want to be loved or hugged.
Yes, that was this gentleman now, said that sometimes he just wants to be held.
Listen, this is about getting to know your partner.
Mm.
And women, a lot of times, sorry to say it, women, we do not understand when our man needs us.
Ah.
And what I don't sometimes see, we don't really appreciate everything that it takes to be a man. We expect the man to pay the bills. We expect him to protect us. We expect him to do this. We expect him to do the next. Fix this. Do that. All these different things we expect from him, right?
Right.
Granted, we have our own role, but we expect all these things. And then he has to go to work. And he got to be a man sometimes when he feel like it. He got to be a man when he know that, hey, look, boy, I just paid my last bill and I don't have a dollar. But I expect this woman to understand exactly what I'm going through.
Yes.
You know, my thing is we take certain things for granted when it comes to men. And for that man to say, all I need sometimes is my woman just to hold me. Sometimes we don't even hear that. And I'll tell you one thing. You could be, and I said this before to someone, you could be 80% the perfect woman, but it'll take a 20% woman who will take your man.
A 20%.
Because why? You ain't paying attention to the things that this man is telling you. This man say all he wants is for you to hug you. And you say, man, you so soft. Men, we told men from they were babies, stop crying. Stop doing this. Stop doing the next. And so what they can do, they toughen up. They don't want to express themselves. But I applaud that man, and I hope you're listening to me. I applaud you, sweet boy, and I hope you have a woman who cares for you the way you need to be cared for.
We must be cognizant of the fact that some men have not healed. We must be cognizant of that, eh?
One thing I can tell you, I can't heal, but I break.
Hey.
Buddy, don't bring me your unhealed self.
Ah.
Because I put a lot of energy into this healing process. I love who I am now. I appreciate every bit of me. I love all my curves and stuff like that. So when the man come around now and he see all of this, he gonna be salivating every time he see me.
I say salivation to the Google. Caller, I thank you. We have to go to a break. We have so many more texts to get through. We're going to take a very, very quick break. You've been listening to Kenny's Corner on Guardian 96.9. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
You won't be under any kind of pressure. You see, we'll just let the evening flow. Come on and go with me. I'd sure like that.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no.
For posters and banners, magazines and flyers. For window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
When you jump into your Japanese import and you turn the radio on, all you hear is... For the month of September, the Hit Spot will install a band extender in your Japanese import for the discounted rate of only $79.99, VAT included. Get your band expander installed today at the Hit Spot and listen to
Star 106.5.
Plus, get fresh news and smart talk on
Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Shell wants you to pack your bags and cruise the Caribbean. win your share of $20,000 in amazing prizes every time you fuel up with $20 or more at your favorite Shell service station. Cruise the Caribbean with thousands of dollars in trips. Win fuel, utility, and grocery store vouchers all summer long. Fuel up now. WhatsApp your receipt to 242-422-0271 for your chance to win with Shell. Terms and conditions apply.
You do coffee your way.
Double shot, decaf, cappuccino.
Light roast, Colombian, no milk.
You do vacations your way.
Hiking boots, tent, mountains.
Five-star hotels and theater.
And now you can do insurance your way.
Online.
Email.
Chat.
WhatsApp.
Or in branch. For home, car, travel, boat, or business insurance, do it anyway with NUA Insurance agents and brokers. Visit NUAinsurance.com, call, or stop by a branch today.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Bully of authority. Time to the bedroom with greatest property. You must love up your money, right? Time to the bedroom, left, center, and right?
My daddy was a bedroom bully. Bedroom bully for my man, mommy. My daddy was a bedroom bully. Bedroom bully for my man, mommy. My daddy was a bedroom bully. Bedroom bully for my man, mommy.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and you're listening to Kenny's Corner here on 96.9 Guardian Radio. Fresh news, smart talk all day. This is Kendanique Campbell-Moss, and I am on radio every Tuesday at 6:30. Do you have a Japanese import vehicle and no longer able to listen to news, radio, talk, or content, or even just to hear the news? Why don't you go ahead and visit the Hit Spot? They're offering you $79.99 special, VAT included. You can get a band extender equipment and installation during the month of September. Mention this ad for your discounted rate. We are going to get right into the telephone calls, and then we're going to take some text messages. Chris, do I have a caller? Good evening, caller. You're on.
Hey, Mr. Morris.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm well, sir. How are you?
Yeah. See, a lot of people don't understand the human family.
Talk to me.
God built that into the human family.
Right.
That's a nature designed from God. But because it's not been taught in the church, for married couples and husband and wife, see, sex is like a pleasure.
Right.
Okay?
Yes.
It's not because some fellas, they abuse it. They want to say, boy, I'm going to get some Kong salad and Guinness, and then I can do the next thing. See, you can't done that. Because God put that in there for pleasure, for you to enjoy yourself whenever you want to. It's not the size or whatever, because it's a pleasure. When you look at all through the Bible, Moses had children, Jacob had children. So what you think? They had to have children through sex, and it passed down through us. See? So in other words, you have somebody in however you feel, which night or whatever, however you all make the time, it's just a relaxing. It's that happiness, that bringing that unity together. That's why the Bible says when you come as one.
You come as one.
And you feel me?
I absolutely do. So, caller, what you're saying to me is that for you, you identify sexual activity, sexual relationship as in a marriage, in the confines of marriage. And it's a release, it's a love feeling, it's something that you share with your partner exclusively. Am I getting you?
Yes.
Okay.
When you have sleep, because why? That is something built into you.
Yes,
God
absolutely.
God put that there. That's why you have that feelings and that urge sometimes, because why? It is there inside a woman. For her desire to have a husband. It is there for the man that when he feel that desire, he wanted. So how much is an animal when they want to have with their other type of animals, they go. How much more we will have more sense in them? Same thing. It's the same thing. Because why? It's ordained from God.
And you understand? Absolutely, absolutely.
And these things must be taught inside the church that is God said everything I made was good.
Everything.
That's good.
And the marriage bed is undefiled.
It's undefiled. However you want to do with your wife, that's you and your wife's business in the bedroom.
Absolutely.
The preacher got nothing to do with that. Nobody has nothing to do with that.
That is not their business.
It's not their business. Keep out of my business.
Keep out my bed.
Thank you so kindly.
I appreciate you, caller. Christopher, do we have another caller? All right, let me get to some of these text messages. Miss, it appears that the announcement of this show can be likened unto a long-awaited, built-up, prolonged orgasm because these female callers sound so juicy. These female callers are over 40 and they are well in their prime. We are women of a particular age and we have got it going on, if I must say so myself, because I mean, I fall into that category 100%. This is another text. I have a question. Why does society have an issue if a woman dates a younger man, but no issue if the man is older? You have younger guys who are much more mature than older ones. All right. This is the text from the same gentleman. Okay. Miss, I said to my wife so many times that I just wanted to be held. I stepped out once, maybe twice, but I always come home. She doesn't listen to my language. She takes my language for granted. I work on the road. I work on the road. I'm a garbage man. I get up at 3 a.m. I come back. I take my daughter to school. I come back. I make sure that the meat is taken out for her to cook something in the evenings. If I'm on the road all day long and I'm only asking her to come home and give me some love and attention, why is that so difficult? But then when I go outside and I find someone else to do it for 40, she has an issue. All right. Okay. Hi, Casey. Love your show. You jokey bae. Say by the fridge. I mean, some of them are by the fridge. I wonder if women are thinking, just tuned in, no offense intended to Miss Abstinence, but why would he go through all of that while they're with older women, when one night stand guy can do it the same night? I'm not being insulting. I'm just wondering if women think it's realistic about the world in many aspects of legitimately saying, text me back, because either I am in remedial English or I just do not understand what you've texted. This is another text, and this text says, for the woman who spoke about abstinence, I am 100% in her corner. That way I will know exactly if you're into me or not into me, and not just in it to... Texters, when y'all text in, I want y'all to understand that IRCA is the governing body, and there's certain words that we cannot say, and I'm reading as you're texting to me, and so there are certain words, like this particular word from this text, I cannot read. So just be mindful, be demure, be mindful when you're texting, be mindful. All right, this is another text. Sweetie, I am 45, and this kitty cat is jumping on the fence. Chris, do we have any other callers? Caller, good evening. This woman says the kitty cat is jumping on the fence. Chris, good evening, caller.
Hello.
Hi, good evening.
Hi, how are you?
I'm wonderful. I'm wonderful. I'm happy to be here on Guardian 96.9. I'm here at Kenny's Corner. How are you, caller? Were you waiting for me?
I'm trying. Yes, of course I was waiting for you. I was trying to find out now when they was going to get to me.
Okay.
I was holding for a minute.
I'm sorry about that.
But I'm here now.
I'm sorry about that, caller. I am happy to have you. What are your contributions this afternoon?
Well, I'm trying to see now exactly what are we talking about.
We're talking about sexual intimacy. We're talking about sexual wellness over the age of 40. Some women are over the age of 40, and maybe their sex drive is completely heightened. Maybe it's depleted. What is your sexual intimacy language? What is your sexual wellness atmosphere? That's what we're talking about here today.
Oh, okay, okay. Well, listen,
yes,
I'm going to say one thing.
Okay.
And all men and women who are understanding my voice need to understand this.
Yes, ma'am.
Just how you get them.
Yes.
That's how you keep them.
Ma'am, hold on, miss. What the caller don't hang up.
If you used to do cat guts, keep doing the cat guts.
Right, right.
If you used to climb the walls, keep climbing the walls. If you used to, I don't know, talk all night on the phone, keep
right.
talking all night on the phone. You can't start something you are not able to finish.
So, texter. I mean, caller, I have a question. Are you over 40, mid 40, or past 40? I don't want to be too intrusive.
I am well over 40.
Oh.
I am a little over 50.
Okay, so tell me something. Now, there's no judgment here. Do you have a male partner, female partner? What is you?
Male, strictly.
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 Okay.
Yeah, strictly.
Okay. So you have
no judgment to nobody else.
No judgment. Right?
None.
So you have a male partner. Now, what is your sexual appetite? Are you actively sexually active? Or are you actively sexually
100%.
Not active? What is 100%, ma'am?
100% actively active.
How much actively active are you?
Actively active is like me personally.
Yes.
I'm going to need it. If I can't get it, then it's going to be a problem.
Every day?
Every other day. However, I need it. I need it. When you need something, you should have it, eh?
When you need it, you should have it.
And your body, if your body is craving it and need it, and you got to satisfy your body.
I don't want you to purge. I want you to leave this earth empty.
That's it. Because there's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong with sexual appetite heightened 100%, whatever. There's nothing wrong.
Do you think as a woman that's over 40, I think that's what you said. Do you think that you should bring apparatuses into the sexual wellness of your boudoir?
Yes, that spices it up. Have to keep it spicy.
Keep it spicy.
You can't just be missionary all the time. You got to keep it spicy.
Mucho caliente.
How you going to feel if the man don't perform? How you going to feel if the woman don't perform or just there? Just laying there. Just sitting there. Just not participating. You got to spice it up.
So a little moaning, a little groaning.
Movie, you want a spicy movie. When you're reading a book, you want a spicy movie. You don't just want a little ordinary something.
No missionary for you.
No. No, that's for them newbies who just starting.
You are a gymnast.
Yeah, give it to me, pole vault.
Oh, okay. So, but you said that you are a woman of a particular age. Do you need Do you need any moistening agents?
No. We don't need that. I'm in that space, that groove, that atmosphere, I see that partner is ready and at a. Listen.
Do you think that sex for you became better at your age, or did you know who you were prior to the age that you are at now?
Well, I knew prior to where I'm at now. I knew, not 100%, but I knew a little more. I know a little more now, but I'm not a greenie, let me say that.
You're green. You're no canap.
Yeah.
You're no juju.
I know what I want. I know what I need, and I know what I should get.
Do you think that you should have, how many, do you have one partner or two partners? I just ask it.
One
man.
Satisfy.
Okay.
You hear the song? One man can satisfy her. Okay.
So there's no stealing love?
No, I don't have to steal love. I get enough where I'm at. I don't need to steal. I don't need to look sideways. I don't need to. No.
Is your partner younger or older, if you don't mind me asking?
A little older.
What is a little older, ma'am?
About five.
5 years older than you?
7 years. Yeah.
Do the young fellows look at you?
All the time. But listen.
Yes, ma'am.
I just have to tell them, y'all ain't ready for the smoke. There's plenty of smoke and fire around here.
This is smoke. You need a fire extinguisher for you.
They ain't ready. So I'm not even going to waste my time. I wouldn't waste their time. I'd be up front and I tell them, sweetie, no.
Okay. Caller, will I hear from you again?
of God. You know how long I was waiting for Tuesday? You know how long Tuesday day to come? I sleep twice and I thought Tuesday was here. But hey, I here now and I'm ready.
I appreciate you.
I am ready. So bring the fire.
Well,
bring
this is going to be a relationship series where, you know, 6:30 in the evening, we've already dropped the kids. I don't know if you have children that have already gone to school, but you've dropped the kids to school. You drop them off. They're doing homework. You need just some time to unwind. Have some laughs and some giggles. And maybe tonight, for those persons under the sound of my voice, they will have some riveting sexual activity tonight as well. It's what we do here at Guardian Radio. We aim to please. We aim to enlighten, because this is fresh news, smart talk all day. But caller, I truly appreciate you. Next week, Tuesday, we're going to see it from a male's perspective. We're gonna find out from the men, because I have some men texters in my phone. They have some big talk. So I'm gonna read these texts out loud and see what they're saying.
Thank you.
Thank you, caller. I truly appreciate you. Thank you so much. All right. Chris, do I have time to read this? Thank you. All right. Blessings, Lady Kenny. Please read my text. I'm glad you're back with your own show. However, listening to you and the sexy talking old heads has now confirming becoming a Muslim. I need my 20 to 30 year old wives for babies and my 40 to 50 year old wives for extra sweet, spicy, hot sex. Lady Kenny, you all old heads got it going on. Hey. Again, young girls for the baby, old girls for the extra spicy, hot honey. I tell you that. Okay. There you go. This is another text. I'm assuming this is from a gentleman. Kenny, it's about time you got your tail back here to talk to us about what's really happening in the country. We are constantly having sex and pretending like we don't. Us men are in the bars listening. Hi! I can't call the name of the bar, but thank you so much for listening to me. All right, this is another text. Laying there means that you aren't interested. We do not need... No smoke. No, we don't need no smoke. All right. This is another texter. This texter says, the reason why there's so much stigma attached to when men date younger women is because it's accepted. When you old heads date younger men, they're seen as being money hungry and they couldn't possibly love you. Okay. All right. That's weird, but... So you're saying that the younger guys couldn't really love us because they're seeing us for money? I'm totally confused by that. But I mean, maybe there are some sugar mamas and maybe there are some sugar daddies and you must do what you must. Chris, are you trying to tell me I have to go to break or my show is over? Okay, we're going to go to break. And when I come back, we're going to read some more of these very steamy text messages. You've been listening to Kenny's Corner on Guardian 96.9. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Shell wants you to pack your bags and cruise the Caribbean. Win your share of $20,000 in amazing prizes every time you fuel up with $20 or more at your favorite Shell service station. Cruise the Caribbean with thousands of dollars in travel gift certificates. Win fuel, utility, and grocery store vouchers all summer long. Fuel up now. WhatsApp your receipt to 242-422-0271 for your chance to win with Shell. Terms and conditions apply.
When you jump in your Japanese import and you turn the radio on, all you hear is... For the month of September, the HitSpot will install a band extender in your Japanese import for the discounted rate of only $79.99, VAT included. Get your band expander installed today at the HitSpot and listen to...
Star 106.5.
Plus, get fresh news and smart talk on...
Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
You do coffee your way.
Double shot, decaf, cappuccino.
Light roast, Colombian, no milk.
You do vacations your way.
Hiking boots, tent, mountains.
Five-star hotels and theater.
And now you can do insurance your way.
Online.
Email.
Chat.
WhatsApp.
Or in branch. For home, car, travel, boat, or business insurance, do it anyway with NUA Insurance agents and brokers. Visit NUAinsurance.com, call, or stop by a branch today.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Emotional stability. Hey, we are back on radio. This is Kenny's Corner, Guardian 96.9, Fresh News, Smart Talk all day. We are talking about sexual wellness over the age of 40. Now, these text messages and my callers have been very animated in some of my textures. I don't want them to be left out by any means. This is one text. This texture says, in relation to the question posed, please know that these old heads are sexy AF. Oh, Lord. Please know that these old heads know what it is to get what I got. These young girls only want wigs. Wigs is with an E. These young girls only want wigs, long nails, and couldn't cook to save their life. Okay. All right. Okay. This next text reads, in regards to sexual wellness, when you pass the age of 45, you become a sexual deviant. Oh, Lord. At the stage in my life that I'm at now, I want to be tied up, literally. Okay, this texter says, to the texter who feels that older women cannot be truly loved and appreciated by a younger man is misguided. If I have to start over again, she will definitely be an older woman. This texter says, age is only a number. Okay, this texter says, the honey lounge that I hold between my thighs is nothing to compare to what these young girls have, because half of them cannot even wash a plate. This is not... I text her, thank you. I appreciate it. I thank you so very, very much. Okay. Kenny, you have us in the car. We are not coming out until the music lock. This is Claire. Y'all trying to bait me. This is a Jonkanoo person. Until the music lock, stay in the car until 7:30, please. We can lock this music in a few moments. We are going to lock this music down. This is another texter. Kenny's Corner is exactly what we need on these afternoon drives home. I don't want to talk to any kids. I don't want to do any homework. I just want to get to my man, get in my bed, and have me some good love and conversation. All right. All right. This is another texter. Sex over 40 is where it's at. at this particular time in my life, I know exactly what it is that I need. And as a man of a particular age, I don't want any of these young girls. Half of the time, they won't be around to help me put in my dentures, and they only want me for what it is that I have. I will take my old girl who knows exactly where the cobwebs are. Okay. All right. Do we have another call, Chris? Okay, can I finish read these texts? All right. This next text says, Kenny, I love the show. Thank you for Kenny's Corner. It's a well-added addition and something different from talking about politics and who's stealing what all day long. Okay, thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you so much. Kenny, can you tell us a little bit about what sex life is like for someone over 40? Are you asking me my personal business here on Guardian Radio? It's a good thing that it's a good thing that certain people aren't listening at this time, you know. But sex over 40 is for a matured audience. It's for people who are very in tune with their sexual ability. It's for people who know what their G-spot is, where the G-spot is, how to get to the G-spot, how to direct the traffic to the G-spot. It is for a matured audience. This is not rated PG. This is rated something else. And when you're having sex in your 40s, it is about making sure that you are pleased and that your partner is pleased. And I will go even further to say that sex in your 40s or sex over 40 is a different ball game. You are extending yourself to a different realm. And if your intimacy level is that of which should be a connector for you and your partner, sex is galactic. If you are with me on this astronomical ride, you know, that's what it is. This texter says, Kenny's Corner needs to be extended to an additional hour to become Kenny's bedroom chat. Maybe Candy Coated Nights, Dwight. Maybe Candied Coated Nights. Lord have mercy. This texture says, getting tied up is a lot. Yes, getting tied up is a lot. This texture says, arthritis is real. Don't hurt your neck. Hey! This texter says, arthritis is real. Don't hurt your neck. I don't know what that middle word is. Hanging about sex over 40. Next thing you know, you tapping into NIB for disability claims. Talking about intergalactic ride. I mean, texter, you have to take it to another level. This next texter says, I'm well over my 40s. I'm actually 65 years of age, and I do need some lubricant at some times. Other times, I just need him to get down there and do what he needs to do. That gets me totally in the mood, and after that, it's like a wishing well. Okay. This next texter says, as a man of a particular age, I'm 76 years old, and I am still having relations, and not with some young teeny bopper. I'm having sex with a 50-year-old. I know what my sex language is. I know what my sex should look like, and I'm not about to hyperventilate and have a heart attack and have my daughter come in and see me on the bedroom floor. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, my time is almost up. We are drawing nigh the hour. Watchman, what time is it? It is 7:26. It has been a wonderful ride. Chris, can I please read these other two text messages? All right. Kenny, sex at this age is the best one will ever have. These children have no idea what sex is. They think it's slam, bam, knock your weave out, knock your earrings out. But it's more than that. It's an intimacy of what goes on between a couple. And they can't have intimacy if they are around, I can't read that word, if they are around blanking every Tom, Dick, and Harry. We look at what's happening in the world, and we understand that for a lack of morals and a lack of understanding, they will sleep with anyone and for anything. But sex at my age is absolutely riveting, and I need the sex in order to maintain my stability. Okay, this next texter says, today was suicide day. Today wasn't suicide day, texter. Today was prevention of suicide, I think it was. It wasn't suicide day. But nonetheless, I will read your text. Today was suicide day. If some of us would only take the time to learn our partner, figure out what makes them tick, understand how we can get them humming and bumming, we wouldn't have so much bad feeling, so much external bad energy. It's about love. It's about sex. We make sex a dirty thing because we're not willing to have the real conversation. Thank you for having the conversation with us this evening. Are you back tomorrow? No, I am. I'm not back tomorrow. I'm back next week, Tuesday at 6:30. And we're going to have a relationship series where we're going to talk about sex, relationships, being healed. Can I read one more, Chris? Kenny, tonight, you bust the gamut. You busted off these young people's head. You busted off. Kamala and Trump ain't have nothing on you for tonight. I love that energy. I love that energy. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been Kenny's Corner, Guardian Radio 96.9, Fresh News, Smart Talk all day. I want to say to the ladies in the chat, you know who you are. We will just call it our FaceTime chat. Thank you so much for tuning in. It has been a riveting afternoon, my first day back here on Guardian Radio. Kenny's Corner, 6:30 on Tuesdays. Fresh News, Smart Talk, all day.